It works. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share the insights from NGOs in Uzbekistan on enhancing public participation in climate change decision making. So some of the core challenges of climate change are failures of decision making. Decisions on transition energy sources to renewables, legal and human rights implications of climate-driven migration, and the relative safety of new technologies for carbon removal are often divisive, but timely public deliberation could help mitigate future conflict. Due to the RLC strategy, the negative consequences of climate change are more acute in Central Asia. Uzbekistan faces major challenges with desertification, water scarcity, and further depletion of the RLC that exacerbated by climate stresses such as increasing temperatures, more frequent and extreme droughts, lower precipitation levels during parts of the year, and changes in weather patterns. The current global context, marked by economic volatility, environmental challenges, and social inequalities, underscores the need for robust systems of accountability and transparency. Such systems ensure that both governments and stakeholders are held accountable. NGOs, with their extensive grassroots connections and deep understanding of local needs, play a crucial role in this framework. The Eco Forum of NGOs in Uzbekistan, as well as other national NGOs, acts as a platform for civil society engagement. The platform facilitates dialogue between government bodies, NGOs, the public, ensuring that diverse perspectives are considered in environmental policies. The Eco Forum also monitors and evaluates government actions related to climate change, promoting transparency and accountability. We call for the formal inclusion of NGOs in national monitoring and reporting systems related to sustainable development goals, and by integrating their on-the-ground knowledge, NGOs can effectively serve as observers and contribute to the policy-making process. We also emphasize the importance of regional climate strategies, such as the Central Asian Regional Strategy for Climate Adaptation. These strategies, with active participation of civil society, also are crucial for unifying efforts across nations. And I would like to share great news. On December 11, 1994, the draft law on the accession of the Republic of Uzbekistan to the Orkhon Convention was adopted by the Legislative Chamber of Supreme Council, Oliy Majlis of Uzbekistan. And the provisions of the convention are reflected in the Constitution of the Republic of Uzbekistan, the laws on environmental expertise, on environmental control, and on public control. And this will ensure guaranteed public participation in solving environmental issues, as well as ensuring the implementation of the concept of environmental protection of the Republic of Uzbekistan until 2030. Thank you.